This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. We begin in Utah, where a critical legal decision has shifted a high-profile capital murder case. A Utah judge on Monday cleared the way for prosecutors to rely on hearsay evidence at next month's preliminary hearing for Tyler James Robinson. Robinson faces the death penalty for his alleged role in the fatal shooting of Charlie Kirk on September 10, 2025, outside Utah Valley University. Judge Graff's ruling rejected defense efforts to compel a key witness's testimony. This clarifies what evidence will be permitted at next month's hearing to determine probable cause. Robinson faces severe charges, including aggravated murder, felony discharge of a firearm, obstruction of justice, witness tampering, and committing a violent offense in the presence of a child. Judge Graff denied defense challenges to Utah's hearsay rules. Graff emphasized that a preliminary hearing remains distinct from a trial because its primary mechanism is not to determine guilt or innocence. Instead, the hearing serves the limited purpose of assessing whether sufficient evidence exists to continue prosecution. Because of this restricted scope, the court concluded Utah law constitutionally allows prosecutors to establish probable cause through reliable hearsay accounts. Judge Graff also rejected the defense's motion to force Robinson's former roommate, Lance Twiggs, to travel from Texas to testify in person. Court records reveal prosecutors intend to rely on Twiggs' recorded interview with investigators. This recording will be presented alongside electronic messages, a handwritten note, and corroborating evidence, rather than requiring Twiggs to appear live. Robinson's defense attorneys argued they should be permitted to cross-examine Twiggs to challenge his credibility, expose alleged immunity agreements, dissect his state of mind, and attack statement reliability. However, Judge Graff concluded the defense failed to demonstrate that Twiggs' live testimony would be likely to defeat probable cause. Graff observed that while evidence of bias, motive, immunity, benefits, or inconsistent statements are highly relevant at trial, those issues do not automatically defeat probable cause now. The defense must show the evidence is so unreliable that it fails to support moving the case forward. Graff left the denial without prejudice, permitting the defense to renew their request if evidence changes. Furthermore, Judge Graff scheduled a hearing for Friday at 8:30 a.m. to address a defense request to remove the death penalty, alleging prosecutors violated a court gag order. Graff will also hear arguments opposing electronic media coverage, an issue pending before the Utah Supreme Court. More crime and justice news after this. Turning to an ongoing manhunt in Missouri, federal and local authorities are working to confirm the status of a dangerous fugitive. Acting U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche indicated the suspect accused of opening fire near the FIFA World Cup last week in Kansas City, Missouri, may be deceased. However, local police officials have not yet verified whether the suspect is dead. In an interview with Fox & Friends host Lawrence Jones, Blanche stated his belief that 22-year-old Oscar Sanchez Munoz is deceased. Sanchez Munoz is allegedly tied to a string of highway shootings near Arrowhead Stadium. Blanche explained authorities believe they tracked the suspect to a specific residence in Missouri, noting that law enforcement teams are investigating whether he is inside and what physical condition he is in. This development comes after the FBI's Kansas City field office announced a $25,000 reward for information leading to the apprehension of Sanchez Munoz, who remains classified as armed and dangerous. The search commenced last week after investigators determined the suspect opened fire on multiple civilian vehicles while driving along Interstate 70. Those highway shootings resulted in one person being killed and several others suffering injuries. During his discussion with Lawrence Jones, Blanche noted the suspect was allegedly shooting in multiple places, resulting in a fatality, and expressed hope that law enforcement had contained him. A spokesperson with the Kansas City Police Department stated they spoke with investigators who confirmed they have not received information indicating the suspect was located deceased. The search has passed its sixth day. Finally, tragedy struck Nashville, where a 12-year-old boy lost his life after gunfire erupted during a street fight. Damarian Moorhead was shot in the head when a physical brawl involving 6 to 7 individuals broke out Sunday night within Nashville's Theater District. The confrontation unfolded at the intersection of Representative John Lewis Way and Diedrich Street, immediately adjacent to the Tennessee Performing Arts Center. Moorhead was rushed to a hospital where medical personnel pronounced him dead. The Metro Nashville Police Department launched an investigation and arrested 24-year-old Devin Orr, identifying him as the shooter. Detectives reviewed video surveillance footage captured during the incident. According to an official statement released by the Metro Nashville Police Department, Orr reached into his waistband to retrieve a handgun during the brawl, causing individuals involved in the fight to flee. Shots were fired, and Moorhead collapsed to the ground. Police stated the brawl started over a dispute involving a woman. When detectives questioned Orr, he allegedly confessed to placing the handgun inside a nearby sewer, where it was recovered by investigators. Davidson County court records indicate Orr is scheduled to appear in court Wednesday, and online records show a defense attorney has not yet been listed. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to tune in tomorrow on your favorite podcast app. With This Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.